Hey, man, what's up?
Why am I off screen?
You're over there too far.
Come closer to me.
But this is where I always sit.
Dude, what do you want me to do?
Specifically.
You happy?
Yeah, this is better.
Okay, who cares? I play with that. That's my twerk cam, dude. I mess with it all week long.
Why is there a necessity of having a twerk cam a thing?
Dude, people pay me to twerk.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
So you're just a Twitch thought now?
I've been a Twitch thought for a long time, okay?
Is there any non-Twitch thoughts?
No.
Because everybody is just like, they want money, right?
Right.
And so they
when it comes down to it, everyone would dance for money. If I was like, I'll give you $50 right now to twerk for 2 minutes, you'd do it. You would. Don't even act like you're thinking about it. $50 to twerk for 2 minutes? Yes, you would.
2 minutes is too long.
Nah, you'd do it, dude. Well, I have to do
it for... I can't twerk.
I have to do it for about 20, so...
Jesus.
Yeah, I work for my money, man. I work for my money. Meniche. Swim team. Hello.
I was coming over here. Hi. I was like, you know who I haven't heard from in a second? Menace.
He's busy, dude.
I don't think he was here last week.
He's got stuff going on.
Well, fuck you. Get out.
Jesus. My God. No,
don't want you anyways.
I want you, Menace. And I mean it in the like, most, you know...
sexual way?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Chris is sending me pictures of her trying on Chief shirts.
Is she out shopping?
Here's what happened, dude. Okay, so... she's been wanting a Chief shirt this whole time. And I've been like, you can go get yourself a Chief shirt, okay? And she's like, nah, it's too much money. We don't need to spend the money. I already spent so much money. Because she went out last Friday, and she spent over $100.
Seems about right. I spent about $300.
I got her $40 in cash,
mm-hmm.
And she spent that. And then she put $60 on a credit card we're trying to pay off.
Mm.
So back to square one for that. But so she's like, I feel bad. I spent too much money. And I'm like, you should feel bad. I'm out here twerking for dollars.
You are doing that.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, but her principal emailed her at about 6:15 and was like, we're encouraging all teachers and students tomorrow to wear Chiefs colors for a spirit day in honor of the Super Bowl. And she's like, I can't go without a shirt. And I'm like, hooker, I said you could go get one 2 weeks ago. Would you just go?
She'll wear a red shirt.
So she's going to get one.
Yeah, man, Super Bowl.
Swim, please do it. The chat is too big.
Yeah, it is.
This.
Also, I can't read it anyways.
This is what I'm looking at here.
You can't see it.
It'll focus.
Can't see it.
Focus.
It's just a white screen.
Focus.
It's not focus, it's white balance.
How do I make it do this? Figure video. How do I do this?
This is too much effort. It's just, it's really
big. I need
big
people
text
to understand how big it is. Look at this. Do you see this, chat? How big that text is? Do you see this?
It's old grandma.
This right here, this is text in a browser.
It's as big as my finger.
This is his text. It's too, I have to move my entire head to see it. It's outrageous. How big it is. We don't need it to be that big. I want my cell phone to be that size. I'm fairly certain you can make it that way.
You can.
You have 10 screens also, and a TV. Get out. What do you mean, Ark? What do you mean? What are you doing? I sounded fine.
I need it right there.
Oh, because it blocks chat? Jesus Christ. Hey, Loyal, how are you? Okay. Is that better?
Yeah. And then you can make it a little smaller, too. Like, I could read smaller.
I'm not sure you can.
I can.
I'm not sure you can.
I can. Yeah, it's too big now. It's like every single time. Every single time we get a chat, I feel like I'm being harassed.
You are! This is how you should have been looking at chat this entire time.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Nah? I don't need to listen to everything they say.
Why does Menace know his prescription? That's weird, right? Do you
is
know your
per,
glasses
is that
prescription?
Per eye?
I don't know.
I have no idea. The last time I got an eye exam was 2009.
Okay. Okay, that's really bad, dude. You should probably go get an eye exam.
I could still see blades of grass, so I think I'm
can
I'm
you,
fine.
Though?
I can.
Are you certain? Because I thought I could see them, too, until I saw them. And then it blew my mind.
Yes, I can still see fine.
I don't think you can, dude. I think that you might be blind. But anyway. We have, guys, we have nothing to talk about tonight. So, if you got anything you want to talk about, let us know. Otherwise, that's it. Super Bowl week. This week sucks. No one does anything this week because everyone's just getting ready for the football, dude.
Something happened this week that's super sad and
what's that?
Terribly depressing.
What's that?
Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah, Kobe Bryant died. Did that affect you, man? Huh?
No.
Okay, let's just talk about it so swim team will stop. He wants you to get into an isolation pod filled with salt water and float.
Yeah.
He says he'd pay for it if you do it.
No, he won't.
That's what he said.
No.
He said he would.
No, because that requires gas to drive up to Kansas City.
Is that the nearest place?
There is not one here in Wichita, I can tell you that much.
I'm just saying.
That's from Fringe. You remember the show Fringe?
No, I never watched Fringe.
You never watched Fringe?
No.
What?
Why would I watch Fringe?
I feel like you're the one who told me to watch
Fringe. It was not me. Although I feel like we had this exact discussion seven years ago.
It's JJ, man. It's a JJ.
That's
man.
What it's called. Sensory deprivation. Menace, where were you at the end of my stream when we were trying to figure out what it was called? Because we couldn't figure it out. I kept calling it an isolation chamber, and I knew that wasn't right. It's sensory deprivation.
I would flip.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to be alone with myself.
Like, earlier, it was super quiet because I was trying to pick a fucking video to watch on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And I, like, was breathing. And for some reason in this ear, there was, like, a bubble of air or something like that. So I could hear, like, my nostril breathing from this ear.
Yeah.
And it was weirding
me out. I get, I have anxiety, you know? And, like, when I hear my heartbeat, that gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Which then makes my heart beat faster, which then gives me more anxiety.
Yep.
And I feel like I've been in a sensory deprivation chamber. All I'm going to hear is my heartbeat and my poop moving, and I'm just not going to want to be a part of that.
Right.
I would drown and die, right?
Yeah, I don't see the appeal.
I don't either. That's what I tried to tell Swim, and he's like, no, you got to do it, man. I'm going to pay Colby to do it, bruh.
I thought you'd do it,
to be honest.
You know, I never have in my life, minus one time, slept in a bedroom that is completely black.
Yeah.
Completely.
I like sleeping when it's black, but I don't like sleeping when it's silent. Black is fine with me.
I mean, even, I can't turn off. Well, I can. I just don't. I'm lazy. My soundbar has a little tiny blue light. So I'm saying just not completely pitch. I can't see anything.
I don't know if I've ever been anywhere where I can't see anything.
I have been in one bedroom.
Good Lord, that chat is huge.
Please,
it looks
make
like
it smaller.
It looks like it's yelling at us.
That's what I'm saying.
Another fast tractor trip, balls! Light a candle in the bathroom and put it on the floor and look in the mirror! Your face will try to fill the gaps and it'll look off!
What?
That's what he said, man. Let's make it 48. It's a little better.
That's better.
That's better.
The trip ball. Light a candle in the bathroom, but put it on the floor and look at the mirror. How far away does the candle need to be from the mirror?
Which face will try to fill in the gaps?
Does it just mean because
of the
flickering candle, it makes your face look distorted? I don't get what you mean.
Like, are we supposed to see the candle in the mirror as well?
No. Not if it's on the floor.
Is this a common trait with drug people, that they don't know how to explain drugs?
No, but it's a very common trait of drug people to try and increase the trip.
Okay.
Like, being high isn't enough, but being high, staring at yourself in the mirror with a candle on the floor, that's like next level shit.
It needs to barely light the... Okay, so a dark bathroom. So yeah, you're right. Because the candle doesn't illuminate everything...
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see your
and
face
the flickering, okay. And like the shadows change so fast, your mind can't really.
Your mind
read
just
it.
Fills the gaps, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Aliens,
yeah,
bro.
It just fills the gaps, bro.
Did you actually cough from that?
No, that was my cough to get the weed in my
veins.
That was
a good fake cough. I do miss.
That was a real cough. That's another one.
Those are real. I miss weed.
knew of it. It didn't go anywhere. You could still go get yourself some.
No, it's too much work.
Too much work?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you used to just drive to someone's house and just pick it up?
Yeah, but I think that dude stopped selling.
Oh.
And...
Oh, so now you gotta find someone new.
Yeah, I don't have any connections.
Gotcha.
And that just sounds like way too much work. Also, plus, if I get caught with it, I go to jail.
It's true. That is a problem. The whole illegality. I did not say that word right.
Illegality? Illegality of it?
You see, you didn't say it right either.
I just said it right.
Yeah, but you don't know that you said it right.
That's how you say it.
Illegality.
I got you. Menace, yes, please ship me that in the USPS. Sounds fantastic.
I'll give you his address, Menace. It'll be great. You can just mail it to him. Although he's moving.
That'd be a great surprise gift.
I won't have his address 2 weeks from now, so.
Yeah, suck it.
Yeah.
It's not like you won't ever stop by.
I probably won't.
Probably not.
I'd never been to your current apartment. I've only ever been one time. You know when it was?
When?
When I moved you in.
Yeah. Because it's a shithole.
It's not.
It's a shithole.
It's fine.
Nah, my couch is it. Small. I have no sitting room.
Everything's in one room. My old couch, dude. You think I care?
Yeah, that was comfy. Mine's like a mini couch.
Please.
It is a mini couch.
Get out of here.
I bought it because I had a small apartment, and it fit in a small apartment without, you know, taking up a whole bunch of room.
Menace moved in like 2 days.
I mean, that's what I'm going to end up doing.
You know he lives in Manhattan now?
I thought he always did.
No, he used to live in the Bronx.
Ah.
He's moving on up to the Manhattan.
Yeah, I hate him. Like I want.
Why, because he lives in Manhattan?
Yeah, I would love to live in Manhattan.
What floor do you live on now, Menace? I'm curious. I always curious.
Yeah, what's your view? The back of another building?
That's like most of the views in Manhattan.
That's what I'm saying.
They're like, you have to pay the big bucks to get the non-building view,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, you have to pay big bucks regardless. But
you still walk outside and New York City. Mm-hmm. So where you have to walk outside and Wichita. Also, yeah. Is your view another building?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. So is mine.
It's also sky, though.
I'm sure he can look at the sky.
Not if he's like right up next to a fucking other building. You'd have to, like...
I don't think he goes out and humps the building when he opens his window. There's probably subspace.
He might. I'm saying.
Fourth floor.
That's pretty nice.
No, I want it to be higher.
No,
I want Menace to be on the 50th floor.
Well, yeah. No, that'd
be
cool.
That's what I want it to be.
But I'm saying fourth floor is better because you get the street. And you get to look at all the weird fucking people
that.
On the street.
This is how I know I'm not a city person. Get me above the riffraff. I want the person to go through four doormen before they even get to my front door, and I want two of them to know jujitsu. I don't want any of those people. Okay? Vanilla shows up at my place unexpectedly. I want Jamal on floor 32 to snap his neck in a non-deadly way.
Google Frank Gehry. G-E-H-R. Yeah, that guy. New York.
Oh. Okay.
It's that one.
This thing?
Yes.
All right.
Find its website and look at the fucking views from that place.
8 Spruce. This is where Menace moved to, I think. Right?
I feel like these are really expensive.
New York by Gehry. Is this it, dude? This is the website, right?
Yeah. Find like a gallery or something.
Menace, you know what? I just realized looking at this man, you're not going to be allowed in this building.
No.
I just realized that. It's because he's white.
Apartment interiors. There you go.
White. Dude, look at that cow ottoman, dude. Floor-to-ceiling windows, 10-foot ceilings, white oak plank floors, Douglas fir entry doors, state-of-the-art lighting and dimming system, motorized shades. Now, this couch doesn't look comfortable. I'm going to be honest with you.
It's really low.
It does not look like it would be comfortable to sit in, to be totally
honest. No, because that's exactly my couch right there. I don't know why they make couches without a fucking headrest. You know how often I'm laying on my couch and I'm like...
Oh, man, they got shiny appliances.
I know.
You love shiny appliances, dude.
I mainly love the fact that basically every room has one wall of it, or one side of it. It's just all glass.
Does it?
Yeah. There's no, I don't think there's any middle units. All of them have, like, an outlooking view. And it's a stupid fucking view.
Once-in-a-life opportunity to live in a limited number of exclusive penthouse units, each with its own wing. Unparalleled triple exposure with panoramic city and river views, remote-controlled motorized shades, remote-controlled lighting and dimming system, utility room with washer and dryer, gray oak, touch-to-open custom cabinetry,
oh,
six-burner.
Yeah, touch-to-open.
Do you even know how to say this word?
Miel?
It's not correct.
Miel?
If you don't know how to pronounce this, you're not rich enough to live there.
How do you pronounce it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, you don't know either.
I do know.
No, you don't.
You don't think I don't? You think I don't know?
I definitely know you don't know how to pronounce that. I don't care.
I used to be
you
rich.
You can't pronounce that word.
You just want me to say it so you could be rich, and I'm not going to do it. You got to learn that word.
Learn it?
You got to learn it by
being rich. Where do I learn it from? A previously rich motherfucker. Now tell me how you say that word.
Not doing it.
Meal.
Now, I will be honest with you. I don't know how to say this word.
Meal? Is it meal?
Let me help you. This is one syllable. This is one syllable. And then this is one syllable.
Mealy?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
That's stupid.
Pretty close. I don't know how to say this one, though. You want to give that one a shot?
Hansgrohe.
Hansgrohe! I think if you yell it, it's right. All right. Ooh, a wall-mounted pot filler, dude. There you go. Infinite weed.
Viking sink disposal.
Yeah, you don't need that. Microwave. Double oven. I want to see a floor layout, though.
Gallery.
Like, I want a blueprint of the floor.
Like,
this is just pictures of the building. I don't care about the building, dude. I want to see a blueprint of the floor.
Well, you're not going to get that here, but I want to see the fucking views.
Well, here's the views, dude. That's what it looks
like. Yeah, man, look at that shit.
That looks horrible.
That looks amazing.
Look at this traffic down here, dude. That looks...
Well, that part doesn't. I always said I want to live in this building as high as I possibly can, and the only... I wouldn't leave.
Here you go.
I would have a butler go and do everything for me, get my groceries and shit.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
You just stare at that all day?
Yeah. And consider jumping.
What building's that right there?
I have no idea.
Is that One World Trade?
No. You're looking north.
Where's One World Trade at?
It's to your left.
Oh, it's over there.
Like, behind you and to your left.
What's that building?
Fucking another piece of shit.
Why do all these buildings look like they're regular buildings that someone just took bites out of? Is that the new thing?
Yes.
Is that what our architecture's gonna be? We have this beautiful Gothic, we have this beautiful modern, and now we've got cookie cut.
Look at this.
With Jenga. Oh, all of our buildings look like Jenga now!
Right here, this building.
Yeah.
This one has no windows.
Okay.
At all.
Okay.
People think it's a death tower.
Still live in Manhattan, so.
Like, no, it's supposed to, like, spew toxic fumes from the top, like, vents and kill everyone in the vicinity. I've heard that theory.
Okay.
That's a conspiracy theory for you.
Okay. It's a good one. I like it.
But, yeah, you're basically, where that building is literally so close to the Brooklyn Bridge, and then west of you is One World Trade.
Here's another view. Here's another one. Look out this window here. Yeah, see, there's Brooklyn Bridge.
That's Brooklyn. That's not Brooklyn Bridge.
This is Brooklyn Bridge.
That is.
Yeah, that's what I pointed to.
No,
yeah.
You pointed to the other
one. No, you were mistaken.
I saw you point to the other one.
You're mistaken.
I don't know what that bridge is called, though.
That's the other... That's left of Brooklyn Bridge. It's probably got some cool name like Lefto B Bridge, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. Libetto Bridge, you know.
Dallas and Tripla.
They always shorten it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just cityscape. Like, this is literally, like, man's greatest achievement. But I prefer God's greatest achievement. You know, just,
yeah,
I want nature, you want metal, you know?
Go and see if you can't find a floor plan, man. Because there is, like, the fucking, like, four-bedroom. One of them.
Look at this stupid Jenga tower. Dude, I really hate that. That would enrage me. I could not... I could never live in New York now because I would literally walk outside and just, oh, who built that? I'm just mad about it. It's in every shot. Could never live here. Dude, these apartments are pretty, though. Is this Gary? Is this him?
I don't know. I don't think so. Like, that man's old, but I think Frank Gehry is way older.
I mean, he's been in here twice now. That's got to be him.
That must be him. That's Verizon.
You know what I really don't like? That you could see the metal right here. They should have put plants or something there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, does that bug you when you, like, go to a hotel and you're, like, looking down and all you see is, like, the air conditioning equipment? Like, that's kind of what that is to me, you know? Sure. Like, it's not as pretty. I don't want him again. Where's my thing? Give me this picture. Thank you. That's Brooklyn Bridge right there, man. Yeah, that's Brooklyn over there?
Mm-hmm.
What's so special about it?
I don't know.
Are these all apartment buildings?
Probably.
Where do they keep building these big towers, by the way? How do they still have room for these?
They tear down little ones.
Well, that seems wasteful. Like, if you lived in a building that they tore down to build this, don't you feel like you should get a free room in it?
No.
I think you should.
No, you should. There's One World.
Oh, right here. Yep, there it is. Yep, okay.
Dude, look at that picture, though.
You like this?
That's a gorgeous picture.
Yeah, this isn't real life, dude. This is a long exposure HDR shot. No, you're never going to see this.
I absolutely know that. I'm just saying that it's a good picture.
It is a good picture.
That's what I'm saying, ass.
You can see all this pollution in the air. Yes. What's this?
I don't know. Upstate New York.
What is that, Menace? What city is that back there trying to flex? Is that Boston?
That's not... No. Yeah, that's Boston.
I don't know, man.
You got it, man. There's not a whole other state in between New York and Boston.
Is there?
Yup.
What's in between it?
Connecticut.
Oh, that's barely a state. No, Connecticut's below New York.
Mm-mm.
Yes, because that's where the Hamptons are. Connecticut, New York.
No, it's New Jersey, New York.
Well, New Jersey's here, Connecticut's here, New York sits on top of both.
Look at a fucking map. I drove it. I know I drove through New Jersey, into New York, then Connecticut, then Massachusetts. You son of a bitch. I fucking, what's the capital of Connecticut? Yeah, suck my dick.
No, hold on, I'm gonna think of it.
No, look at the map. Fucking Connecticut.
I mean, barely.
I'm right, you're wrong.
It's...
Mr. Geography got this shit wrong.
I think we were both wrong.
No!
I it's think we were both wrong.
Connecticut above New York!
Well, above New York State. I meant New York State. And it's not above New York State. It's to the side.
It's definitely not below New Jersey.
I didn't say it was below New Jersey. I said it was next to New Jersey, which it still might be. There's no way to tell because look at it.
You're just
you can't tell where one thing ends and one thing begins.
You're just
there,
wrong.
I
so
said that's fine.
Stanford.
I know I'm wrong.
Stanford is what you're looking at.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Maybe not.
Okay. Yeah. Here's it's looking this direction, right? Okay. So if we're looking, so here's the Brooklyn Bridge. I get, and is this Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if this is the Brooklyn Bridge. Brooklyn Bridge. So it's like looking this direction.
Not that direction.
This direction?
Look, you're right. Yeah, the building is right here.
Okay.
And it's looking this way.
Okay. All right, so let's look. What's out there?
Not that far. I can't see into fucking space.
What do you mean, man? Why can't I see the ocean?
Because it's not pointing at the ocean.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Where's the building? Right in here? TJ Maxx?
Find 8th and Spruce or Spruce Street.
Okay. Okay.
It's right there.
All right. Here's Gold Street. Oh, my God. How are you supposed to navigate this map, dude? Look at it. How do you get anywhere?
Right.
Spruce.
Yes. That's the building.
So right here?
Or the one right below it.
Can we see it on satellite? That ain't it. Is this outdated, maybe?
When, what, can you see the year?
It doesn't, I don't think it says. I mean, it would have to be being built, right? Dude, we're two Kansas
What is this
right
view?
Now. Is this it?
That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
It doesn't look all wavy, though.
It is.
Oh, yeah, New York by Gary, right here. 8 Spruce Street Tower. Yeah, okay, so this is it. Okay, so if this is...
Just go to Google
Can
Earth.
We, like, put a mark here? Measure distance. Okay, so if it's looking this way... Right?
Yeah.
And it is looking that way. Because this is the Manhattan Bridge right here.
Yeah.
Right? So we're looking off this direction. So... How far can you see out on the horizon? Like 5 miles?
Yeah.
Okay.
25,000 feet.
25,000 feet. Well, here's 6 miles. Here's 5 miles. So we're looking at Bushwick. What's Bushwick, dude?
I don't fucking know.
It just look. Doesn't it look so bright?
Well, wait. Hold on.
Wait, this could be up. This could be like up here, though.
Also,
are we looking at Queens?
Hey, hold on. Probably, because can't you... You can only see 25... You can only see 25... 5 miles? Is it 5 miles or 25 miles? It's 5 miles.
Hell no, man. When I'm in the mountains and I'm on Trail Ridge Road and I look out in the mountains, I can see mountains in Wyoming.
That's what I'm saying. It's 5 miles if you're standing on the ground with complete flat.
Well, this is very tall building.
Right,
yeah.
So then it's possible
so
that it's Queens.
I'm going to say it's Queens. Oh, you know what? Let's agree that it's Queens and that we solved this mystery and we're gods.
Sounds great.
Okay.
We are expert map readers.
How do we even get on this topic, man? Oh,
find the goddamn floor plan.
Wait, Minnis says it's the airport. Wait a second. Airport.
No, that's way too north. LaGuardia is up by, up, right in that, yeah, in that area.
There's Rikers, dude. That's the prison.
Like, in that area, literally right down below Rikers, I believe, is where LaGuardia is.
Yeah, right here.
Right there. So, no, that's too north.
It could be.
It's too north.
I don't know, man.
It's too north.
I don't know, man. This lensing... Yeah, you're right. It's too north. It would be, like, up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's Queens, dude. I think that's Queens.
It's Queens.
It's Queens.
We've decided it's Queens.
We've decided it's Queens, Menace.
Go look at the floor plans, for the love of Jesus.
I don't know how.
There's got to be a button.
Check availability. Lease online.
Check availability.
Let's just lease online. Okay.
Are you reading all that?
Well, I'm going to see, you know, what the requirements are. Written verification of income in an amount equal to 45 times...
What?
The monthly rent per household will be required.
What? 45 times?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, are these rentable apartments?
Yeah.
Or are they
They're all
owned?
Rent.
You sure?
Yes. How did I hear about us? Google. Continue.
Dude, you know... Fuck this. Go back.
Can I...
Check availability.
They need your bank account numbers to even apply, dude.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. Okay. Apartment interiors, building managers, neighborhood,
check
gallery.
Check availability.
Okay, check availability. He used to be 40 times... Are you serious? That's a thing? Oh, here we go. Floor plans, man. You did it.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay, Colby, get out your calculator.
Go down.
Get out your calculator.
Why?
Do what's 40 times? What's 45
times 5?
Time no, 45 times 6,695. That's how much a 2-bedroom is.
Hold on, fucking 6,000 what?
6,695 times 45. How much money do you have to make?
$301,000 a month.
I think it's got to be a year, right? Divide that number by 12.
$25,000 a month.
$25,000 a month. Divide that by 40. I'm just curious how close we are. $627 an hour.
Wouldn't it be 80?
Oh, it is a month. You're right. You gotta divide it by
two.
Oh, you gotta divide
two.
It. No, divide, you this divide by four.
Four?
Yeah, because there's 4 weeks in a month, 40 hours in a work week.
No.
Start over.
I should have just divided that by two.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay, 6695
times 45.
God damn it. 45 divided by 12 divided by...
No. Divided by 4, because that's your weeks. Divided by 4 weeks, then divided by 40. And that's how much you make an hour.
$156
an hour. You close to that, man?
Yep.
I'll bet you are.
Yep.
That's your goal. So when you go in and ask for a raise next time, I would like $156 an hour, please.
I'm going to need about 7 times what I'm getting paid right now. A 700% increase on my pays, please.
700%. You got to start at 1,400, and then you meet in the middle.
Yeah, I like 700. Let's just go with 7. 7's a good number. 700%, please. Thanks.
You wouldn't even get a 7% increase. This is the, dude, that's... Oh, my God, dude.
Anyways, look at the floor plan.
Why did 300,000 sound so much more affordable until we broke it down to that hourly number? Like, I feel like $300,000 a year, that's not that... That's not as astronomical as I thought. But then when you hear it, like, $150 an hour, that's really not possible for either of us ever.
Never.
That's insane,
I mean,
dude.
You could get...
No!
Yeah.
No, you need,
Twitch,
you need
you
to relax.
It's possible for you. In my industry, there is not one graphic designer getting paid that much money.
Johnny Ive.
He's not a graphic designer. Mm. He's an engineer.
Mm. What about that guy who did the Nike logo?
He got paid $3,000.
What about the guy who did the Girl Scouts logo?
Don't know about that one.
He's pretty famous.
But, I mean, the agencies get paid money, but the actual artists, there's no way.
I can't open this floor plan thing.
Why the fuck not?
It just doesn't open. Oh. There it is. Okay, so here's the floor plan. Okay. Bedroom, living room, the gallery.
Look, no. Get out and go to the 4-bedroom.
Well, we're looking at the affordable
No, one. Go to the 4-bedroom. Or however many bedrooms you can get to.
The 4 bedrooms aren't even available.
Wow.
There's literally studios, 1 bedroom and 2 bedrooms available. There's barely any 2 bedrooms.
That's
the studio's
crazy.
Only 3,000. How much do you need for 3,000? 3,420. Blaze it. Times 45.
$153.
See, that's way easier to attain. Don't do the hourly. I don't want to know. That's. I was halfway
divided
to that number
12,
at one point,
divided
man.
Divided by 4, divided by 40. That's 80.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's a little better.
It's a little better.
Like Nick George could probably make that, right?
Oh, I'm sure he already makes more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's already makes more than that.
Anyways.
100% he makes more than that.
I wonder if they broke down some of the rooms, because I remember them specifically having a 4-bedroom floor plan.
Well, this is availability. I think they're just all gone.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, see, if I do 4+ bedrooms, nothing matched my search. So there's just no more.
Mm.
4 bedrooms, man. Woof. That's intense, dude. Yeah. That is.
Where is it?
It's a lot of money.
There you go. That was back in 2012.
You drew this?
Yeah, man.
My future apartment in NYC.
Mm-hmm. Dreaming too big. Dreaming too big for 19-year-old Colby.
You really thought that maybe you would live here one day.
Oh, no.
No, but you thought that maybe.
Well, I thought that, yeah, life wasn't shit.
You hadn't discovered that life was
bad
yet?
I was only 19.
But it was 2012. 2012's pretty early.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I was only 19.
You know what this is?
Hmm.
I wasn't living here to keep your head down under the clouds at that point. That's the pot-fueled dreams right there.
Yep.
And ironically, if you weren't doing all that pot and instead you were in college, this might have been more attainable.
Probably.
Yeah.
Not for the degree I'm in, but...
What degree? Some Saudi's using those four bedrooms as closets. He's right, dude. That's insane. What's this guy's name, Gary? What's his actual name?
Frank. Yeah, Frank.
Frank Geary. I want to see him.
Yeah, dude.
Is he like an architect? Do you know stuff about... Oh, he is old.
Yeah, we got a house here in Wichita that he designed.
Really?
Yeah.
Frank Owen Geary. He was born in 1929. He lives in Los Angeles. Sorry. The number of his buildings...
No, it is a four-bedroom. Never mind.
A number of his residences, including his private residence, a number of his buildings, have been world-renowned attractions. They're cited among some of the most important works of contemporary architecture. In the 2010 World Architecture Survey, which led Vanity Fair to label him as the most important architect of our age. Geary's best-known work include the titanium-clad Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao, Spain. I mean, this is pretty...
I mean, that's just the fucking Disney concert hall.
Yeah, it really is. The Walt Disney Concert Hall in downtown Los Angeles.
Looks exactly the same.
It's a little different, but yeah, same concept. He likes working with, like, steel, doesn't he? The Louis Vuitton Foundation in Paris, France?
It doesn't mention the Wichita House?
It does not.
Oh.
The MIT Ray and Maria Stata Center. That's nuts looking.
What was the president from here? Was it Eisenhower?
Well, he's from Abilene, but...
So he's working on the future National Dwight D. Eisenhower Memorial?
There you go, man.
That's weird.
Where's this at?
California? Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's in Washington, D.C. Okay, then who cares, dude?
That's right. Eisenhower Airport, right? That's what it is?
He also did the Vaughn Center for Molecular Studies on the University of Cincinnati campus, the Museum of Pop Culture in Seattle.
He just likes bended metal.
He really likes bended metal. The New World Center in Miami Beach. Yeah, more bended metal. That building I actually kind of like, though.
That's
I love
less, yeah, less just flowy
yeah.
shapes.
The Weissman Art Museum in the University of Minnesota at Minneapolis. Like, look at this. This looks like all the buildings we just looked
combined.
Got together and banged out this building.
Yeah, it's not great.
Dancing house in Prague. This looks like I sat on a house.
Yeah.
Like, who decides that what thing is weird and what thing is art? Like, who gets to decide? Like, if I did this building in grade school... People would be
like, you need to work on perspective.
Yeah, you've been reading too much Dr. Seuss, yeah. you forehead. Like, what
contractor did he approach to be like, I want to make a curved-looking motherfucker?
The Vitra Design Museum. Just a little tiny baby. The Marta Herford Museum in Germany.
Do you think he just takes whole bunch of pieces of paper? And then just throws them into a trash can, and then whatever like way that they are like strewn about in the trash can is like, all right, that's the shape of my building.
Maybe. And then this one, 8 Spruce Street.
Like, that's clearly the best fucking one.
I don't know.
It's
man.
The biggest one.
I don't know. It's hard to say what's biggest to best because honestly, they all started to blend together. They look about the same.
Oh, they do.
That's nuts. So he has one in Wichita?
Yeah, Google Frank Geary House, Wichita.
Frank Geary House, Wichita.
Geary residence?
I'm trying to. Here's one from the Wichita Eagle.
I think I'm right.
Dude, it's probably something Wichitans made up.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I mean, don't you feel like there should be one website about it? I mean, there are Google Images.
Yeah, what's that?
This is the Alan Lambie House.
No. Well, I think that's the house.
It's Frank Lloyd Wright? Is that who you're thinking
That's
of?
That's who I'm thinking of.
Frank Lloyd Wright's different than
God
Gary.
God damn it. Yeah, I'm thinking of something else.
Okay, well, that was disappointing.
I ruined it.
You did. You ruined,
I ruined
it. It's
everything.
Over. It's over, man.
So anyways, yeah, I like that building, man. That's where I picture on living.
All right, well, I hope you get there someday, dude.
Never will.
You might.
No.
I mean, Brick could make money.
That's more likely.
Yeah. So there you go, dude. Does she have a degree? Mm-mm. You probably should get on that, one of you. You're almost 30.
No, I'm fine with living in poverty.
Okay. All right, man. That's cool, too.
I like living on the edge.
As long as you're fine with it.
Yeah.
And you're actually fine with it.
Yeah.
Okay. What would 19-year-old Colby say to 26-year-old Colby if he saw me today?
Failure.
And 20 of you just walk up to you and say failure?
Probably. He's like, you're not smoking anymore? Get the fuck out.
Well, what advice would you give to 18-year-old Colby? What would you say to him?
Stop. Jump.
Stop, like, quit. Stop what? Life?
Yeah, living.
Just stop living. I don't make it to here.
Don't even go.
I would tell 18-year-old Seth, stop dieting. It's not going to matter. Just eat all you want.
Then you'd really be dead.
He'd avoid
Agreed.
This.
Same.
He'd avoid
same,
this.
Same, Ryan.
You know?
Yep. Nope. I feel you. My answer was literally the same thing.
No.
It was death by another form.
Yeah. So.
Probably would have told him to... You know, my life's pretty good. Got no regrets. Invest in Bitcoin. That's what I would have fucking
told
him.
Yeah, we should have done that.
That's what I would have fucking told him.
I actually did do that, and then I lost everything.
Yep.
So.
That is what I would have told him.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one, you know. I don't know, man. I would have said, don't stop podcasting.
Yep.
Always use protection.
Get an app. If we had the first podcasting app out there, we'd be Pandora.
You know, I had a design job. I don't know if you even remember this. I don't even know if I told you. Do you remember Jonathan George? Another George, by the way. Not related.
No.
He made this app called Boxcar.
Mm.
It basically was the first
yeah,
push,
no.
For
I,
push
I had
notification
that
app.
Because of you, yeah.
Yeah. He emailed me before he made that because he wanted a designer to work on the interface, and I said no, I was too busy.
Well, it's fine. Inevitably, you know, Apple just stole his idea and gave
well, right,
money.
But he's a millionaire until, you know, until that happened.
A millionaire, really?
Yeah, he's a millionaire. He moved to San Francisco and he lives in, like, this massive house.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah.
You know, you remember Jonathan Woods?
No? Yes? You, sounds familiar, but
you
no.
You do? Jonathan Wood. He was the designer. Who was a big old prick. You remember
oh,
him?
Oh, was he that, he's the Joja guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, what about him?
That's right, Jajo.
Jajo. Jajo. It's whatever the one in Stardew is, but it's slightly different.
So, there's an agency here in town.
Okay.
It's called Gardner Design.
Right, big one.
Yeah, they're really...
Full of themselves.
Like that.
Yes.
But also...
High and mighty.
Pretty...
Douchey. Colby might
prominent.
Want to work there, so I'm ruining
prominent.
It for him. You know? Colby would love to work there. So
prominent.
I made it very awkward for him.
They made a lot of good stuff, like regardless of how high
they got paid a lot
are.
Of money by a lot of big brands. It's yeah. debatable whether or not it's good.
It's good. I like their style.
It's okay.
It's super good. Anyway, so this one designer that's there
uh-huh.
made a logo.
Uh-huh.
And then I was at one point in time doing a 30-day logo challenge.
Okay.
To where it's just you get a prompt once a day, and then you got to make something.
Does Chris Park work there? I think that's his name.
I don't know.
I remember I really like his work, and he used to work at some other agency, and then he went freelance,
mm-hmm.
and then I think he got snatched up by Gardner.
I don't
and
know.
His designs are really good.
I am not sure.
I'm so out of the loop
I'll
on that, dude. It's you know, it's been... I put this together the other day because we were talking about how I lived in Manhattan for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And come this August, I will have lived in Wichita now, the same amount of time I lived in Manhattan.
Oh,
which,
that's sad.
Which blows my mind.
Yeah, that's sad.
Which also means that it's been 10, 12 years since I was involved in any way in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people have come, crashed, and burned? Or gotten big in that time?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, man, we're old. We're getting there.
I don't know if it's old. It's just like it's...
Well, no, it's
you know
old.
What it... Honestly, you know what it does for me? it shows that really none of it matters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to you.
Well, no, it's just like the passage of time will just slam everyone up their keister. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. Chris Park was Darth Maul. Crap. He might be right.
I think he is. Trey Park.
Trey Parker. Matt Stone.
I think it's Trey Park.
Souther Park. Trey Park?
I might be wrong. That's the wrong side.
Thanks, man. I realize. Thanks, man. I appreciate your help.
When's the last time you signed into this?
A few days ago.
Really?
I like to log in and see what people make. I follow him.
Yeah,
so.
You're following some guy I follow.
How do I go to...
Because that's the second one I looked at today.
How do I go to follow? Like, how
under
do I see...
Under your profile.
Okay, so profile. Following. Here we go. I'm going to find him. Oh, Gardner Design. That's
that
who
would
this
be
is.
It. Fuckers.
Yeah, let me see here. I'm trying to find the guy.
You know, so a lot of what I do is just go to Dribbble and look at stuff and find one that I like and then mimic what it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's what every designer
right.
does, yeah.
And
hey,
every
who's
time
that?
I log
Handsome
in,
man.
I look at one of Gardner's designs without knowing it's theirs and be like, that's cool, that's the one I'm doing.
Really?
And then halfway through, I realized that it was Gardner Designs, and I'm like, I can't do this now. Because we are in the same city.
Okay.
Like, it's going to get around eventually.
I don't... Yeah, Chris Parks right here, dude. He's apparently the very first person I followed on Dribbble. This guy. This guy's got cool... I like his style.
Yeah, he... Well, no. He's with US Logo.
Really?
That WBC is at US Logo.
Well, this stuff looks great. I love this style. I've loved his style for forever.
Go up. What is that? What is that symbol?
What?
The light.
This?
Yeah.
That is for Kansas Grip.
Oh, right. I've had to remake that logo. That's why I know it.
Someone remade a Chris Parks logo?
I had to remake it because they didn't have the vector version of it.
So they didn't pay Chris Parks. That's what that means, right?
It's either they did or it was like someone in a big company that didn't want to get access through their PR.
He sent them this. Like they go, it sucks. This is great. And then they send it to you to remake it.
Yep.
How long did it take you to remake this? 6 seconds?
Yeah, not long.
Yeah, that's like the simplest thing ever. But some of the best logos are. That's kind of what make them so good, right. You know? But yeah, I love this guy's logo. Like, I like this guy's style. You know, like, he uses bears. You know what? I like bears. I like bears, dude.
Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, it's all very samey. He makes the same stuff, you know? Like, Frank Gehry makes the same buildings, you know?
Yeah. One thing that I just can't get, and I don't know if it's just that I'm too close to everything when I stare at it on my designs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's mine never feel clean. They always feel like there's something off about what I'm looking at.
Dude, that's because you don't think Chris Parks looking at his stuff and thinks that about
stuff? Probably.
He absolutely does. You gotta have confidence, man.
Like, you look at mine, it looks like asshole.
Nah, dude. Here, you can see the logo I really like? I love this logo right here, dude. This isn't it. Where is it? Am I crazy?
Might have taken it off. What was it?
I thought it was this, but it was slightly different.
No.
I do like this one, too. I like this one. This sushi zendaya. This is awesome, dude.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I think that's cool. I mean, it's mostly a font, but I think it's really
and
cool.
And it's definitely stolen. Actually, I made that font.
What do you mean
font,
it's stolen?
But, yeah, I definitely stole that layout.
What, text on top of symbols? Wow, I'm sure that was copyrighted.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
All hail the queen!
Okay.
I like your stuff, man. Hey, would you hurry up and make a shirt that looks like this, but do it for shotguns? Thank you.
Nah.
Please? Hey, Beer Money, what's up, dude? I hate this one.
That one's horrible.
You want to know the one I hate the most, though? Mm. Right here. Because I hate that he uses it. You know? This is a good one. I like that one. You know?
All this is terrible.
Look at this, dude. This is a good one. The blob. Dude, I like you. I like your blob one, man. Look at the blob. He's cute. He's coming to eat people,
that was
you know?
Next girlfriend.
I like that, dude. That was cool. Yeah, he's a blob. Okay, this one's terrible. But that's the first thing you ever made. You know what? That's right back when you decided that you were going to move into that apartment.
Yep.
See, you've grown a lot as a man, dude. It's all good. It's all good, dude.
You know, we just went through my portfolio and I don't like one thing in it.
Dude, that's literally how it works. Ask me which one of my shows I like. That's how it goes, dude. That's how it goes. Can we, by the way, I got an emote thanks to Taylor Veach's subscription. What the heck is that? Love Peak? Oh, sweet, there's a new emo promotion going on. Yeah, get the February numbers up, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, every month's a new hustle. Yeah, yeah, gonna be twerking all February long, dude. That's what I gotta do.
That's what you gotta do, man.
That's what I gotta do, man. Yeah. Feed the babies and get that 4-bedroom apartment in New York City. I won't ever do that.
No,
even if I had the money, I wouldn't do that.
No.
I'm going to get a ranch out in Colorado.
That sounds way better.
It's going to be better, dude. And you're not invited.
I want to be, though.
No, because you're going to make too many Neverland Ranch jokes, and I don't want you there.
Well, don't call it Neverland
Ranch. I'm not. I have a name for it, and every time I don't want to debut it, and then you go, what is it, Neverland Ranch? And then I hate you, and you're uninvited. It's happened twice now.
What is it? Neverland.
I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's not Neverland Ranch. I hate you. I'm going to make you sit out with the cow ropers.
You got like two spectrums you can go.
Uh-huh.
You could be like Tom Selleck.
Okay. Yes, Taylor. Is that the right absolutely. One? He's a guy with a mustache. I don't know if he's the one you're thinking of. That is a man.
Sam Elliott. That's who I'm talking
okay.
about.
You That's could be the like beef
Sam
guy.
Sam Elliott yeah. on the show The Ranch.
Okay, I haven't watched it, but okay.
Or you could be Michael Jackson and Neverland Ranch.
No, I'm going to be Sam Elliott.
Well, I'm saying it's a spectrum.
Okay.
And you're falling closer to the Michael Jackson.
Why?
Spectrum. Just knowing you.
Because I love monkeys and diddle kids? Is that what you think?
I said you're not Michael Jackson.
I'm just closer to him.
You're closer on the spectrum, yeah.
Dude, I am way closer to Sam Elliott than you are.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Which one of us can grow a mustache?
Neither. That's a mustache.
I can grow a mustache.
I could grow that.
I
could grow that.
Just trim
I just have self-respect for the people who look at me every day that have that tickler
you're
on my lip.
Just jealous.
Of that? I'm jealous of many things.
How about Matt's?
No one can grow that except for Satan himself. And he would still have to ask the Lord for extra power. He got fired, by the way.
That's not good.
Ask me why he was fired.
Why was he fired?
He was late too much.
Isn't he a manager?
No, he's not a manager there, I don't think.
Oh, wait, because he left McDonald's. He was at Fuzzy's, right?
Yeah, but he also quit there and got a new job at Raisin Cane's.
Raisin Cane's?
Yeah, it's a chicken place. Menace, there was a lot of typos in there, but I like the idea. You put me over Sam Elliott. Thank you, Taylor. That's why you're invited to the ranch. You can go out and visit Colby in the stable hand quarters. If you want.
Just as long as I can shoot guns there. That's all I want it for.
Then you're not allowed to shoot guns. That's what you can't do.
Then I'll...
I can have guns shot at you.
I don't want that.
Run! Yeah, he told me he was just late. And now he's behind on... his daycare payments and his car payments, and then he got fired, which makes it really bad. So
that is bad.
That's what he told me. And then he also he said that he was looking for new jobs at a place in Aggieville that was like a coffee bar yoga shop, and he really liked it because he was staring at the yoga ladies. And then I just felt horrible for all the ladies who were in there with Matthew staring at him.
No one's gonna hire him there.
No, he was looking for jobs his computer. Sitting there working while oogling yoga ladies.
Like on the computer?
No, like real life ladies doing yoga.
Okay.
He's on the computer applying for jobs, but he's actually oogling the ladies. Can you imagine being a lady and you turn around and see that ogre sitting there at a table?
I'd have a heart attack.
I'd call the police.
I'd shit my pants.
I gotta pee. No! You haven't even made it an hour, dude! No, I gotta pee. Stall? That's what this whole show's been! We spent 40 minutes talking about a building I'll never see! He didn't even make it an hour. Like, if we were going to do Colby Plays Games next, which we aren't, he wouldn't have even made it. Chad, I'm thinking about cutting my hair. What do you think I should do, though? Who do you think I should... Like, can you guys DM me pictures of who you think... Don't meme me. Can you actually, like, tell me who you think I'd look good with, like, hair? Like, celebrity hair? You know? Because the problem is now I wear my cowboy hat all the time. And my hair gets in my eyes. And, like, my next haircut is, like, February... I think it's, like, the 12th. So it's still a couple weeks away. But, like, it's too long. Stop. Help me out. I did.
You talking about haircuts?
Nope.
I heard haircuts.
I didn't say anything, man.
Your next haircut's, like, in February.
I didn't say anything, dude. It's fine. You didn't hear nothing.
I did.
You didn't hear nothing, man.
I did.
You didn't hear nothing, man.
What were you talking about haircuts for?
I wasn't.
I heard it.
I wasn't talking about haircuts.
Don't lie to me. I heard it.
So, what'd you do last week, man? Anything fun?
Got a haircut.
Did you watch the Chiefs game, dude?
I did.
What happened, man? Taylor, I said no memes.
Hey,
I need actual help. I see your Instagram.
All the jokes.
You have good opinions.
What?
Don't.
Oh, shave the side of your head.
No!
Shave the side of your head.
No!
It would look so good.
I'm not gonna be you.
Please.
No!
Please do it
no.
once. It will grow back.
No!
Why not?
Because I already look horrendous. I look like the Michelin man
you look
next
better.
To you anyway, and then I'm gonna try to emulate your style?
No, don't emulate my style. Just shave the side of your head. You know how many styles I'm emulating? Lots.
Who? Who you emulating?
Every single man ever right now.
Matthew?
It's either this, or it's a fucking mullet, or it's just long fucking girl hair. Those are the styles. Man bun, this haircut, mullet. That's it.
I would not look good with your hair. Can you Photoshop me with your hair so I can see it?
I could try.
I would like that.
I could certainly
That's the
try.
Only way you're going to convince me that I would look
What do you want more, your shirts or that first?
You're never going to make my shirts.
I'm going
to. Here's what's
happening.
I like
the design that you sent.
Chat, I'm going to have a private conversation with you right now. Don't intervene. Colby right now, what he's trying to get me to do is say that I would rather have the haircut because he knows that I'll do it. He knows that he'll give me the haircut. And he knows that I know that he'll give me that haircut. He would never do the shirt anyway. So if I tell him yes, do the haircut picture instead of the shirt, then he hears... You don't want the shirts that bad, then, do you?
No.
And if I, hey, excuse me, I'm in a private conversation.
No, I
And then
know
if I say,
you want
excuse
the
me, excuse me, I'm in a private conversation with chat.
I know you want the shirts.
And then if
I'm
I tell
lazy.
Him, no, I want the shirts more, then he doesn't have to do anything because he doesn't want to do the shirts and he knows I don't want the hair more than
Photoshop
the shirts, so just forget both.
Photoshop is just so much more fun than Illustrator.
Make my stuff in Photoshop, then.
No,
why do I care?
Because it's easier to make that stuff in Illustrator. I'd rather edit photos all day long.
Make the print full color.
No.
Make me into an Apex Legend, dude.
I tried to do that.
Hey, do you
want to
see?
Like
you want to see the newest Apex Legends trailer?
Sure.
It's really badass, dude.
What is it? What's the trailer for?
It's for season 4 upcoming, the new Legend.
Let's look at it, man.
He's a simulacrum.
I know what that means.
I've been saying it's a made up word, so.
He likes semen.
No, simul.
Semen?
You could at least go with the cum at the end if you're going to pick one.
Jizz.
Yes, he's a jizz monster.
Oh, okay.
That's what he is.
I really want to see it. Let's
okay.
watch it. Let's go.
It's a really good trailer, man. You're going to hate it.
I know. I don't know why you make me watch these things.
I'm not going to wait you watch it then. I'm not going to watch it.
Because I'm just going to hate it.
It's so good, though.
That game is actually the worst.
You're the worst,
it's
man.
It's overtaken Fortnite as the worst game.
That's just not accurate because no one plays it, so it can't. I hate you.
No one plays it?
No one plays it, dude.
I feel like a lot of people play it.
No, no one plays it.
That's all I see of clips on Facebook is people playing fucking Apex Legends.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, just open up your Facebook and show me one.
I don't.
That's right, coward. You won't. It's because it doesn't exist. Get wrecked. Let's see. Oh, he's going to search Apex Legends. Yeah, man. You got me.
Damn it. Well, they took away the video. Where's the video?
Oh, and I took it away. That's a sphinx. That's a black man. That's the Oscars. That's woodworking. That's Kobe. That's a fat woman. That's a forehead. Are you going to Facebook Live? That's Trump. That's politics, 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 politics. Politics, 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 politics. Politics, politics, politics. And children. Nope, that's gaming.
That's Call of Duty.
Okay, Call of Duty, buildings. Politics, 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 politics.
Okay.
Yeah. Good job, man. You showed me 30 videos. They were all of Trump except one Call of Duty.
Well, that shows you what Facebook thinks I'd like to watch.
That makes sense. That is what you like. You like politics and you like Call of Duty. They've got you nailed.
I don't.
What do you mean you don't?
I don't.
You don't? So no. If I asked you for an update on the impeachment, you couldn't tell me?
I could not.
I don't know if I believe it.
I have no idea what's happening.
I don't either. I watch it at the gym because it's on. They only have Fox News. I don't know what it's like at your YMCA.
Same.
But it's only Fox News, so yep. I only get like the twisted right leading one. Mm-hmm. There was a picture last night. I don't know what time you went. Did you go to the gym yesterday?
Yeah, didn't I see you finish a workout at like fucking 7 or something?
Yeah, I went
like
early
that?
Yesterday.
No,
in the
late.
Evening. Yeah. Well, early in the evening, yeah.
Okay.
Usually my mom and my sister.
We barely miss you then.
Well, we didn't go the same one. My mom and my sister started going to the gym together, and so we started going with them just because, you know, why not?
Bigger the group, the harder to fail.
Yeah, so we go at night with them now.
Gotcha.
But yesterday, because Criminal Minds was coming on, Chris wanted to watch, and it's the final season, so we had to be home by 8.
Mm.
So we were there at 7.
When do you normally go?
8. Mm. I usually go at 8:15 this year.
That's late.
I mean, what have we got to do?
You know, like working out, like increases your blood flow and keeps you up.
Nah, dude, I can't sleep anyway. I take medicated sleeps.
You ever tried to just sleep without medication?
You ask me this all the time. And the answer is no, because it doesn't work.
You ever just stay up for a full fucking night and then don't sleep at all during the day?
I've definitely done
and
that.
And then try and sleep the next night?
I would still need medication.
No, you would not.
I absolutely would.
No, you would not.
I absolutely would.
No.
I absolutely
You're not
would.
Some unknown case of science.
Dude, plenty of people have insomnia, dude. That's a thing that people have. It exists.
Nah, that's fake.
It's hot in here.
Eventually you would sleep. Do you need my fan?
No, it's just hot, man. Oh, God, yes, thank you.
Is that better?
Oh, God, it's so
much. I think I'm going to have to move it again because it's on my microphone.
Push it. Just push it down a little bit. Just push it. Just push it. Just push it down. Push it. Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Give me the cold.
All right, we're done. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, man. What are your two stories?
All right, man. I got two things for it.
Also, I have things to talk about.
Let's go. Let's talk about your things. Let's go.
I don't have a lot to talk about.
That's fine, man.
I saw 1917.
Okay, you've been looking forward to seeing that.
It was fucking good.
Okay, was it one shot?
I would recommend highly. No.
Oh. I thought it was one shot.
It is, for the most part, but it is not one shot.
Okay. So it's a series of very long one shots?
No. Well, there's one break.
Okay.
There's one break.
Okay.
The main guy gets shot in the head.
Okay.
But he's wearing a helmet.
Okay.
So it knocks him out. And so it cuts to black for
because
like
he's not there anymore.
A minute, right. And then he comes back and it's nighttime. So
but it's still that's still technically
total,
one shot.
Right.
He was out.
A total number of hours that are in the 2-hour long movie is about 8.
Wouldn't it be really cool if in that scene instead of being the blackout it just literally went to the next scene immediately? Because that's what it would be like, right? Mm. If you got knocked out?
I would think so.
You get knocked like that'd be disorienting, like if you got shot in the head.
Man.
Name best one-shot scene. I go with Goodfellas club scene. Best one-shot scene, undefeated, is the end of Children of Men. With the tanks and smuggling out the crying baby.
Ah, really? Yeah. End of it?
I think the end.
I was going to go forest ambush.
That's also really good. And so is the car. Is that the one you're talking about, yeah. The car? Yeah. That's really good. Agreed. The one at the end, though, has so many extras.
Yes.
And so much coordination that I feel like that's the most technically impressive one.
Technically? Really?
Maybe technical is the wrong word. Like,
organized?
Yeah.
I'd agree with organized.
90% in,
right.
It would be a big freaking deal.
Yeah.
If they messed up 90% of the car one, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
I mean, the only reason why I'm saying the car one's more technical is because, like, they have to, like,
it's gotta be harder to shoot
some actors that aren't in the shot to get the camera to move where it needs to, and then lean back up, and then just go back into acting like I just got fucking shot in the neck. Like, That's
you know,
fucking retarded.
You could be right, dude.
That's crazy.
You could be right. That could be the best one. Thank you, Taylor. I will take a look. I appreciate your help.
What's
Thank
another you. Good one shot?
Daredevil hallway scenes.
That one.
It's
that
great.
That was it.
Good one.
That was the other one I was thinking of.
Yeah, I think that's really about it for big one shot scenes.
That I like and that I have
like,
seen.
Like, because Alfonso Cuarón, he like...
oh, yeah. There was a couple good ones in The Revenant.
Like, he does the... well, that's the Gnudagurugurutu guy. Not it's the other Spanish dude. The other Mexican dude.
No, that's Alfonso.
No.
No.
That guy did Revenant. He did...
Alejandro?
No. You're thinking of Alfonso Cuarón,
who
did Children of Men, Gravity, that one black and white movie last year. What was that one?
Roma.
Roma. Those are his movies.
And then the Harry Potter one, right?
And the Harry Potter one. And then there's the Gaston Ugarritu, who did Revenant and Birdman... and
Birdman.
Okay. One other one.
Gotcha.
And they're both Mexican filmmakers.
Okay.
But anyway. What?
The Revenant had...
I was going to say...
I'm sure there were a few in Birdman, but I'm pretty sure...
Well, Birdman was edited to be all one shot.
I was super
like, the whole movie was supposed to be one shot, Birdman was.
Yeah, I don't even remember that part.
Yeah, the whole thing was supposed to be one shot. Like, it wasn't actually.
Right.
But it was photography.
Same with 1917.
Right, right.
Anytime, like, a door frame cuts the frame. Anything that cuts the frame is a good white.
Right, right. And, but, like, Gravity had a bunch of long takes, too. But, like, to me, that isn't as impressive because it's mostly CGI. Like, it's impressive for the actors to have to act around that incredibly long scene. But, like, to me, that's, like, no different than a play.
Yeah.
Like, a monologue at a play would be the same thing.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think what the actor said, because I watched a lot of behind the scenes of this, was that they enjoyed the long takes because they, like, once it started, they were just the character.
Right.
And they were the character for longer than just, like, I'm saying a line and then cut.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But, yes.
But, yeah.
I told Britt that it's all one shot before we saw it.
Well, that's
and
what I've heard.
Was like, what? I was like, but, I mean, there's hidden cuts.
Well, sure. It's not actually one shot, but it's supposed to look like.
And it definitely is that. It's one shot. But
right.
It's just cut to...
That's pretty cool, though. What, did it help the tension?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the war, because you didn't know, like...
Was there a lot of sitting on the beach?
No. It was all moving.
Was there a lot of stopwatch clicking?
No, there's a lot of walking, though.
Was Tom Hardy in it, and was his face mostly covered?
Yes.
Okay.
there was a lot of...
That's good, though,
there
man.
Was more people in it than I thought.
I don't really care about war movies. I'm tired of them.
Well, this one wasn't like...
They're all the same, dude.
This one, no.
Okay, hold on. I honestly...
Because I agree with you.
I don't know anything about it. So here's what it is. There's these types of movies. It is a heroic figure...
Mm-hmm.
It's a self-sacrificing figure that is at a pivotal battle and saves everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. Or there's a heroic figure that does something above and beyond the Call of Duty, which saves everybody. Or there's the third one, Rescue Mission. Those are the only war movies that exist. Which war movie was this one?
All three of those.
Okay, okay.
But to me, there's two types of war movies. There is Jarhead, and then there's Black Hawk Down.
Okay, Black Hawk Down is the heroic one.
Black Hawk Down is the action-packed one.
Yeah, but it's still just about...
Jarhead is not action-packed.
Well, Jarhead's a witch. I don't think I've seen either of those movies.
Jarhead is very about, like, the slowness and the boredom that come with being a soldier. Because if you sign up for being a soldier, like, some guys are scared. Some guys are doing it for honor of country. But some guys are also just be like, I want to fuck some people up.
Yeah,
know?
Dude. Yeah.
Like, and those people, that's what Jarhead's about, is a dude who wants to go over there and kill the enemy.
But there is,
but then he
to do.
Just, yeah, he does nothing.
Okay.
Does nothing. The anticipation and the just the letdown. Of because
does he ever get a payoff in that movie?
The one main scene in that movie that I can remember is that he's a sniper and he's finally sent on a mission to go take a guy out. And so he's looking at this like airport and he's in the airport and he's like looking at him. He's about ready to pull the trigger and then he gets a command from the higher ups being like, "Hold off, we're just gonna airdrop the entire fucking building." And so like he could have. Shot the dude.
It wouldn't have mattered.
You wouldn't have known because they're just about
they're
to
about
bomb
to,
this
yeah,
entire
shoot
place.
A missile into it, yeah.
But he doesn't. Yeah. And so he just watches his kill get wiped away in this fire. And then no kills in the entire movie. It's so very boring. Because I went into it as a young kid who liked action expecting Black Hawk Down. Right. And I get just this emotional story, which is, I'm sure, really good and poignant. But
have you not
I didn't,
seen it since you were a
no,
little kid?
I didn't give a shit about it when I was younger. But then you got Black Hawk Down, which is just like people dying left and right, blood everywhere.
What about this? How gory was it?
This one? No. This one was a good medium. Because there was not much action.
Okay.
There was no real gun fights. It was people either getting shot at and running away from it, or people almost getting exploded and running away from it.
Okay.
Because the whole story of 1917...
Sounds good.
...is these two dudes, because it's 1917, you don't have radio that really works.
It's true.
And things like that. So they have to take this message from the command center all the way to the front lines of, I'm fighting the Germans... In a night to prevent the next day's attack because the attack is running into an ambush that they don't know about. And so it's these two guys are going to save 1,600 men if they get there.
Okay.
So it's all like on
that's pretty
clock.
Cool. So you follow the two people on the
right.
mission.
The entire time. And it's just, it's super well done. And yeah, the tension was there. The one shot is gorgeous because it's just, it's it blew my mind sometimes where they were... It's clearly a Steadicam shot.
Right.
And then it's just now a crane shot. And I'm just like, how the fuck do you do that? And it's literally two guys holding a pole.
Minnis says they should have rode bikes.
They should have. It was really muddy, Minnis. Come on.
They're going to get those fat tires.
I don't think those existed in 1917. Anyways, it's a... It's a big old pipe, right, that two dudes are holding one hand on either side. They got it on a gyroscope underneath, and then they just, like, walk with it. And then once it gets to the crane, there's a crane jib.
It attaches.
With, yeah, just, like, little, like, holders. And then they just, like, walk it up, set it in, the crane goes. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Good! It says attaches holders. That's what it says.
I highly recommend it. It's a good spend of 2 hours.
Did you watch it on your side or did you watch it in the theater?
Yeah, we watched it in theaters.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it like going to the theater? Anything
shitty.
Changed?
No, it's shitty.
It's bad.
You know, I was sitting there. Britt was peeing before we were going to the movie, and I'm just looking at the main walk-in area and being like, I've had so many fucking memories.
Yeah.
In this theater and all the artwork and all that jazz,
yeah.
You know, it's classic.
Yeah.
And then now I'm just staring at Regal signs and I want to murder myself.
Are there just Regal signs everywhere?
No, but there's Regal. It's not Warren, it's
right.
Regal.
They all got the uniforms and stuff.
Yeah.
They say Regal now, yeah.
And everything's cheap. They just got stand up banners that cost $90. They don't have the big old fucking, you know, custom signage. They just have pop up banners. Your popcorn comes in bags because they're cheap.
It does come in bags. It used to. But, dude, their soda is so big.
It is really big.
Yeah. That is actually hilarious, dude. I haven't been to the movies since Endgame.
Wow.
That was the last time. Well, no, Spider-Man came out after Endgame, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last time I went there was Spider-Man.
The last time I went before this was Zombieland 2.
Yeah, no.
No. I take that back. Star Wars.
Okay.
Zombieland 2, which was a waste, and then Spider-Man.
Star Wars wasn't a waste?
No, because I love seeing the train wreck.
Okay.
It was worth $12.
I would rather see Zombieland 2 than Star Wars.
Have you still not seen Rise of Skywalker?
No, and I never will.
Never will?
I don't know why I ever would.
Never will!
Yeah.
Not even to see it and just understand how shitty it is.
I mean, if it was 5 years ago, I might get drunk by myself and watch it, but I don't really do that anymore.
Can we get drunk together and just watch it?
Yes, but that'll never happen.
I'll do that any night.
If that was going to happen, we would do it for The Departed. We'd do it for What We Do in the Shadows.
I'll do both of those.
We'd do it for every movie we want to see.
We should just stream it, though.
And now I have to perform. I want to sit on the couch with my hand down my pants, and I just want to watch a movie.
No.
Yeah. I don't want to have to look presentable.
It would be so
funny. I
want to
wear
funny.
My pajamas.
All of the golden content that you and
how
I would
about,
say
about
these
this?
Movies just gets lost in the ether.
How about you tape the entire thing, and then you edit it later? And then we air that instead of a Sunday episode sometime.
That's better.
Yeah, just do that.
Okay.
Okay.
But you're still going to feel the need to perform.
That's fine, though, because you can edit out the bad jokes. If I don't have to
and
hit...
And the hand down your pants. And
no, that you could leave in, oh, to be okay. honest. If it's pre-recorded, I don't care. Like, I don't know why that is. It's just, like, if I'm just like... I feel like it's way more awkward here than if it was pre-recorded.
Is the Super Bowl at 5?
Is
that
when it starts? It's at 5:30,
I believe. 5:30.
I believe it's at 5:30.
Are you wanting to wait until Rise of Skywalker comes out on DVD?
I don't know, man. Chris and I are going shopping Sunday, though.
After the Super Bowl?
No, before.
Yeah, okay. I meant after.
You think there's going to be time after?
It's only 3 hours.
Yeah, so it's going to be...
8:30? What, are you a bitch?
9:30? It'd probably be 9 when
it starts
over,
at 5:30.
Yeah, but there's commercials every 6 seconds.
Maybe. You're probably right.
It's all probably
right.
going to end at 9.
Later. Another time.
It'll probably end at 9.
I'll end you at 9.
But anyway, yeah, we're just going to go shopping before because it's going to be nice. Chris wants to go to Cabela's. I want to go to Cabela's.
For what?
Dude, look.
You
dude.
Spent so much money.
We're not
going to
buy anything.
You mean shopping as in just going to look at stuff?
Absolutely.
That's so depressing. Why?
Dude, because it's better than just sitting at home.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. What do we
watch
do here?
Watch Rise of Skywalker. Get pre-Super Bowl drunk.
Chris does not want to watch that movie.
I don't give a shit about Chris.
Well... She pays all my bills, so I have to care about her.
That's true.
And I want to go to Cabela's, too, dude.
Just to look at stuff.
Yeah, dude. They got sweet stuff. I like looking at their hats. I like looking at their fishing gear. Looking at their gun gear.
I need to get a flashlight for my gun.
Their food. You know, I thought about getting you one for Christmas.
They're expensive.
Yeah, I was about to mention that. You know how much they are expensive?
Yeah, like, I think the one that I have in my Amazon cart is $80.
That's not how much they are at Cabela's.
Really?
They are more than that. Because you have to get a rail to attach to your gun?
No, mine has a rail.
Oh, your gun has a rail already? Okay, well then, that's probably about right. Because I think the rail was like $150, and then the flashlight was like...
Oh, light.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting you one of those for Christmas, but then they're like, if you need a rail, it's going to be like $250. Like, get out of here.
And so, like, I want a conceal.
Where'd they get that picture of you, man?
Good question.
It's a woman's body.
I want a conceal.
You're not going to do the conceal and carry, though, because your wife, but your lady won't let you.
I know.
She won't let you go take the class without...
I'm just going to tell her that I have a meeting on Saturday
there
and just
go.
Go take the class.
Do you have to have a gun to take it?
Yes.
Okay.
And ammo.
Why? You going to shoot it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they have to train you on how to, like, remove the gun from the holster and, you know, so you don't shoot yourself in the leg.
But that would be half the hilarity if you shot yourself in the leg.
It would be horrible.
I mean, it'd be funny for me to watch.
It'd be so stupid.
It'd be funny, though.
I don't know. I really don't. I have no idea what the course consists of.
Buy me a gun, dude, and we'll go together.
I'm not going to buy you a gun.
Why not, dude? Still haven't got me my Christmas
present.
It's expensive. Well, interest.
I would rather pay $100 for a controller than $300 for a gun.
Well, interest.
How about I buy you an illegal gun? Someone
that's
fine. He's just selling it on Facebook and probably shot a dude.
I would like a break-apart shotgun.
No.
Yes, please.
That's not the same. You can't conceal that.
You want to bet?
Yes.
I could put it down my pant leg.
And walk like a pirate?
Dude, people are just going to assume I have a limp.
They're going to be like, why are you carrying a shotgun in your pants?
Could you imagine me pulling it out to surprise some guy? Hold on! Hold on! No, I still want to learn how to use a bow, dude.
Bows are fun.
I want to use a bow. I just don't know how to even get started with a bow.
You've seen TV, right?
No, I mean, like, there's no, like, shooting ranges for bows.
Yeah, there are.
Like, open year-long.
Not open year-long, but yeah, there are.
I mean, you got to take, like, a bow hunting class with, like, children. I don't want to do that.
Why not?
You think I could... You think... Okay, so I've been going to the library and getting books on, like, firearms
you
and bow hunting and
stuff.
You told
me that
reading.
Your parents own land where
yeah,
I can go shoot guns.
That's what I'm about to say. Do you think I'd just go buy a bow and just go start shooting?
Yes!
Like...
Because that's what it all is. Like, you could read all you want. You could get told shit all you want. But just doing it is
going to
be the
best. Well,
right.
But bows, like, I can just go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, in theory, I could put, like, a target in my house.
Yeah.
Because it's a bow. It's not a gun.
Right.
Like, the worst is going to happen, I put a hole in my house or something, you know, yeah. if I miss. But, like, you can't shoot your gun in your house.
No.
That would be bad.
No, you cannot.
You
yes.
know? I mean, I'm not going to shoot a bow in my house, but I could. Because it's a bow.
There would be no point. You don't want close quarter bow activity.
Well, yeah, but you know, I could test my arm.
Yeah, I mean, the key is the only things you need to watch out for is the string when you let go of slapping you right here, because that shit hurts.
Hey, man,
I could tell you that.
Have you shot a bow before?
Yeah,
when?
I shot Bash in the foot with a bow and arrow.
I thought that was a crossbow.
No, it was a bow and arrow.
Why did you have a bow and arrow?
Because Lord of the Rings was the shit.
Your mom just bought you a bow and arrow?
Yes.
That is a bad idea.
Well,
does she know who you are?
No.
Clearly not.
No, I remember after I shot Bash, I ran upstairs to where she was, and I was like, hey, so, something bad happened. I shot someone. I shot Bash in the foot. He's fine, but he's bleeding. Something similar to that.
Oh, my God, dude. That sounds about right. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, man. I told you, we played the game of how close can you
yep.
shoot an arrow to somebody.
That's right. And you shot real close. You actually hit them. That's how close you were.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been reading these books, man, on, like, how to hunt and, like, take care of wild game. And, like, all the books say is literally, basically it surmises it to this. If you want to actually hunt, you get a rifle. If you want to pretend like you're a badass, get a bow. Because they're like the book is literally like 95% of people who get a bow will miss 100% of the shots they take. And I'm just like, wow, dude. But in my head, I'm like, what if I'm in the 5% that hits the shots, dude?
Because, you know, bows are the equivalent of The Last Jedi. And guns are the equivalent to every other Star Wars movie ever. In The Last Jedi, these fucking things arc and come down. Every other laser shot is a goddamn straight line. Rifle's a straight line. A bow,
it's
you
true.
Gotta arc that shit yep. and make sure you hit it right damn there in the head there.
Well, and you gotta lead the shot. You gotta worry about when.
Well, hopefully what you're shooting at is not moving.
Well, yeah, but you also still... It's about how you pull it. Because you can angle it slightly.
Angle?
Like, if you're shooting with a regular bow, not a compound bow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're off by a degree over hundreds of feet,
well, yeah.
that turns into a building.
Well, that's why you don't shoot over hundreds of feet.
Well, dude, sometimes there's deer, dude. You don't have a choice.
Then sneak up on them. This is ninja status.
Listen, the point is that I should just get a gun. Because then also, even if I knew how to aim, there's like 100 different types of arrows.
Nah.
Yes, dude! I literally have a book!
There's hundreds of types of bullets.
But there's not.
There are.
No, because what you get is you get a .22. That's what you get. You just get a bullet. Don't matter.
Hey, stopping power, yeah. No, right
for
now...
For hunting, it doesn't matter.
Hunting, no. In my apartment right now, I have range rounds in
uh-huh.
my gun. So they are just hard copper.
Okay.
So if they hit a dude... It's not stopping in the dude.
Right.
It's going through the dude, into the wall behind him,
right.
probably through the wall into
right.
the next apartment. Not great for apartment living, because I'm going to shoot some random bystander in the apartment next to me.
Lucky them.
I need to get, like,
Dude, you got to get hollow points, bro.
That one, that's
yeah,
what it's called.
You got to get hollow points, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. We'd be killing a deer, though. See, you think you're going to hunt a man for some reason... Like you're
I'm
one
not
of
hunting. A man.
You're one of those people
I'm
that
defending
think,
my
yeah,
home.
Yeah, you think the people care about your home? That's
not
what,
right now.
They're
I'm
never.
Moving into a nicer apartment.
They will never
they
care about
care.
You. No, they won't. They won't. You live next to a ditch.
They might.
Would you learn your
status?
Well, and
then also, if let's say I get fired and I have to downgrade to a very ghetto-ass apartment.
Then you could pawn the gun. That's the first intelligent thing you've actually said about having
the
gun.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
I was going to shoot some dude.
Oh, but hunt him.
No. I was going to hunt him inside my apartment once he broke in.
Which he won't do because he doesn't care about you.
I could have drugs.
You do realize that every person who lives in a ghetto apartment also has a gun.
Yes.
And if they're breaking into your apartment, they're crazy people, and they will kill you before you know they're even there.
I can hear my door break down.
No, you can't. Dude, I came into your bedroom when you were 16, and you were listening to Tibetan throat singing.
You didn't break into my house.
I was in there going, call me, wake up, and all you hear is, call me, get up. You would sleep through a train going through your house.
I would not.
Hey, Zora 7. Yes, you would. I'll never forget, dude. I felt like I was walking into some type of German rape factory.
Dude, it was great. That music is awesome. There was one time before me and Britt weren't living together. And she was, I think...
Yeah.
It wasn't last year.
Okay.
Maybe it was. I can't remember. It might have been Kristen. Shut up.
Let's go.
Shut your goddamn trap hole.
Who cares?
Shut up. It could have been Chris's bachelorette party.
Okay.
She was out late. And we weren't living together. And...
Would you just get to the point?
She's planning on coming over after she's done, but when she's done is like 2 in the morning.
I have a question real quick. Did you live together?
No, we didn't.
Was she out early or late?
She was out late.
Okay, just check it.
So, I'm watching Jurassic Park, drunk as shit.
Okay.
And then I pass out, because that movie's boring as hell. Jurassic Park 2, sorry, let me specify, 2. Boring as shit. I pass out. So she texts me, calls me, all that jazz, not waking me up.
Okay.
She's at my door, knocking on the door.
Uh-huh,
not waking me up.
Yeah.
So instead of logically being like, he's asleep.
Uh-huh.
I have my own apartment. I can just go there and sleep.
Uh-huh.
She decides to fucking...
That sounds... You know who Brit
bang
is, right?
On the door, waking up all 4 other occupants of my goddamn apartment building.
Did you wake up from the
until
landing?
I woke up. And so I got up, and I was, like, feeling bad, because I'm like, I fell asleep on you. I'm sorry, but then I'm also like,
you have your own house?
You're banging on this shit at 2 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Do you have no common decency?
No.
No.
That was a good story, man.
Anyways, the point
of that... really proves that you would notice someone invading.
She was banging so hard, yet not hard enough to break down the door. So if, and
you
I
do know that if someone was breaking in, they wouldn't pound so loudly on the door that they would wake up your neighbors. They would enter silently.
How do they enter silently?
With a lock-picking kit.
I have a deadbolt.
That is one of the easiest locks to pick.
I have a different deadbolt that does not require a key.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you can just get a saw and just...
You could do that.
Yeah. And if my dumb ass could think of that, then think about a criminal. They already have better ways.
You could do that.
Yeah, so what now? You're going to get shot. You're not going to be a home defender.
That's true. Is anybody really?
No!
I don't think, like, that's never really happened.
It's very rare.
Like, if you're at home and awake and somebody tries to break in, then I could see
you him. Still got to run to your gun safe, do the digits, and get it out.
I don't got no safe.
Most people do. Responsible people do.
No.
Yes!
No one needs a safe unless they have children.
You should get your safe and make sure Britt doesn't have the combination.
That is the more likely outcome. Is the yes.
I'm worried for your safety.
By her.
Yeah.
Or me.
Hey, Zor, how you doing, dude? Hey, Zor. Listen to this. He just heard my thoughts.
Is that an inside joke?
Well, I mean, it's there in chat. He says he can hear what we're thinking.
Oh.
Not really. It's an inside joke because you don't read chat, but...
Yeah.
On my part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was real dumb on your part.
Okay, I'm going to show our 2 things, then we can leave, okay?
Okay.
All right. Number 1, you want the stupid thing or the kind of cool but stupid thing?
Stupid thing.
Okay, stupid thing. Here we go, man. Fast and Furious 9 poster.
I did see this. Actually, no, I saw more than this. I saw the cast
photos. They do have cast ones as well, but this is the official poster.
He's missing his brother.
Yeah, dude. How long before Pinella has that in his car?
What, that...
That chain cross, yeah.
He would have had it already.
Good point.
If he was going to have it, he would have had it already.
Do you have any comments on the fact that it says the Fast Saga?
No, because it is a Fast Saga.
Does it make you disgusted that there are going to be more Fast and Furious movies than there are Star Wars movies? Did you want to live in a world where that exists?
No, it doesn't make me mad that there's going to be more. It's going to make me mad that they are probably going to make more than the Star Wars
100%.
Saga.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. I looked at the fucking... Me and Brett were just going over, I don't know why, the top grossing movies of 2019.
Was it late?
What?
Was it late when you were doing this?
I don't know.
Okay.
Why?
Just asking.
No?
Just give me those details, usually. Did you guys live together or not during this time?
Son of a bitch. Fuck you. It was not late, and we were living together. And we were licking the highest grossing movies.
We
were licking each other's buttholes. We were looking at the highest grossing movies of 2019. Guess which studio produced the top eight?
Who's Disney?
The top eight.
Disney, yeah.
Yeah, not one other studio broke into the top eight.
Yeah, they were like, I think they were 75% of all theater revenue this year or something like that, yeah. Well, maybe other people should make good movies, you know? Maybe that would help.
Barely anybody made any other movies.
That is not true. There were so many movies last year.
There weren't.
All we did is watch trailers and they all sucked.
No, I know. Go to the fucking gross-topping movies of 2019 and tell me movies you actually saw.
None!
Me neither. And
nine.
I feel like I watch movies all the time. Wait, this is defeating my argument.
I don't know what's happening right now, to be honest with you.
No, not that. Top grossing. Idiot.
Idiot. Here we go. Box Office Mojo.
Yeah, I think that's the one I was on.
That's the one. Okay, Avengers, Lion King, Toy Story, Frozen, Captain Marvel, Rise of Skywalker, Spider-Man, Aladdin, Joker, It 2.
Yep.
Jumanji, Us, Fast and Furious, John Wick, How to Train Your Dragon, Secret Life of Pets, Detective Pikachu, What's Upon a Time in Hollywood, Shazam.
No, start from the top again and go down and be like, have seen, have not seen.
Okay. Avengers, seen it. Lion King, seen it.
You watched The Lion King?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Watched it on Disney Plus a while ago, man.
What?
Yeah.
Was it bad?
No, it's good. Timon and Pumbaa are great.
That was your high voice. I don't think so.
It's great, dude. It's fine. It's not okay. It's not great, but it's good.
Okay.
It's fine. Toy Story 4, seen it. Frozen 2, haven't seen it. 1, 2. Captain Marvel, seen it. Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, will never see it. Spider-Man, saw it. Aladdin, haven't seen it yet. Joker, haven't seen it. It, haven't seen it. Jumanji, haven't seen it. Us, no. Fast and Furious, no. John Wick, no. How to Train Your Dragon, yes. Secret Life of Pets 2, no. Detective Pikachu, yes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, no. Shazam, yes. Aquaman, no. Knives Out, no. Dumbo, no. Maleficent, no. Glass, no. Godzilla, no. Upside, no. Ford versus Ferrari, no. Lego Movie 2, yes. Hustlers, no. Addams Family, no. Downton Abbey, no. Rocket Man, no. Alita, no. Good Boys, no. Spider-Man of the Spider-Verse, yes. Men in Black, no. Annabelle, no. Yesterday, yes. A Madea Family Funeral,
what?
No.
What's Yesterday?
That's I don't want to tell you. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, no. Mary Poppins, no. X-Men, yes. Terrible.
Yes.
Atrocious. Terminator, no. Abominable, no. Dora, no. Escape Room, no. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, no. Midway, no. That's the top 50.
Yeah, I heard yes like, what, 5-6 times?
Yeah, 6 or 7 times probably, yeah. Yeah. But for the most part, no.
Minus the top 8.
Also, about 4 or 5 of those movies I saw at my mom's. Because she played them for Aaron and I was there. Mm-hmm. Lego Movie, Dragon Movie, I went with Aaron.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I went, because Grandma went and took me and Aaron. And like yesterday I saw it because we had that site. And it was on in the background. Didn't really watch it, just on there. In fact, I watched that movie while I was rebuilding the audio chain for the studio. So that was... But yeah. There's not a lot of good movies that came out, man.
No. No.
Also, technically, Spider-Man was Sony, not Disney. So,
do you think...
It's so technically only the top six.
People, like other studios, just phoned it in this year because they knew that they were just not going to
compete. I think they made bad movies. Like, even look at these, okay? Joker was good, at least I've heard, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It made money. It Chapter 2, terrible.
I heard people disliked it, yes.
Like, most of these, like John Wick 3, like, the ones that are up high... Like, they're probably good, but then they start getting bad.
They're okay, though.
Shazam, Aquaman, Dumbo, Maleficent, Glass, Godzilla, all these are bad.
You didn't like Shazam?
No, I mean, it's okay. It's very okay.
It's on the better side of okay.
It's, no, it's okay. I heard Glass was a steaming pile of poo.
Did you say I did? I never tell you I watched Knives Out.
No, but I heard it was really good. Did you like it? Is it because you hate Rian Johnson?
That had part to do with it.
That's all that I hear is that that was really good.
I don't get why it was so good. I really don't. Can I explain it to you?
I don't care, yeah.
So it's a whodunit movie.
Yes.
But you know immediately whodunit.
Okay.
Immediately. It's fucking Chris Evans.
Okay.
It's Chris Evans.
Okay.
And then they lead you to believe that it's not Chris Evans... After you already decided it was.
Okay.
So the way that my emotions went during the movie, I was like, it's Chris Evans. Okay, maybe it's not Chris Evans. Okay, it's definitely Chris Evans. That's the fucking movie. So I don't get why it's so miraculous at being like this genre breaker. It's the goddamn most obvious piece of shit fucking mystery movie I've ever seen.
Did anyone fly through space like Mary Poppins at any point?
Pretty damn close.
You just hate Rian Johnson.
Pretty sure Daniel Craig floated for a bit.
Dude, he could float right into Mike Will. yeah, okay.
The best part of that movie, though, was Daniel Craig and his accent. It was fantastic. He was Colonel Sanders all the way through. All
right, so this is Clouds in Red Dead Redemption. Like, they're just... There's no reason for them to be this detailed.
Why is there an alien
ship? Well, someone modded the game so you could fly. Why not make it an alien? I mean, what else you gonna do? So this is the Red Dead Redemption on PC, the map. Like, why are the clouds 3D? There's no need for that.
That's sick. That's amazing.
Well, there's just no need for this.
I mean, that just looks real.
Yes. You don't see the clouds from the top.
Right. You know, that just looks real.
Like, why?
Realism.
I mean, it has to do with the lighting, right? It's just gotta.
Yeah.
Like, they have to add those types of clouds so when the light scatters through them, it looks more real, right? That's going to be the only Probably. Thing I can think of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, Rennie, what's up, dude? How you doing? Bam.
Oh, we got to get off now that Ren got here. He never gets a show.
We don't have to get off. Also, he was streaming during this. You know what he could have not done? Streamed.
It's true. Brings it on himself.
Yeah.
I'm not. Can't think of the word.
Okay, cool, dude.
So what are we gonna do for the Super Bowl, man? You bringing food?
Chris is gonna. We're gonna make wings.
You got food?
Yeah, we're gonna make wings.
Do you want us to bring food?
If you want to.
What kind of food?
Whatever you want, man.
Like, what would you like to eat?
Look at my body, and then tell me what I wouldn't like to eat.
Sauerkraut.
That's, dude. I'd eat sauerkraut.
Really?
What kind of wings? I'm not sure. Chris, what kind of wings we have at Sunday?
Anyone but the hot.
We'll probably do the dry rub.
Yeah.
Chipotle barbecue dry rub, man. Yeah,
you got
hey,
me
Gagey,
with that.
Hey, Gagey, what's up, man? Oh, we'll
you got me
have
with that.
Ranch.
Mm.
Bring potato skins,
Potato skins, okay. What?
Minnis says to bring potato skins.
What are potato skins?
They're big fries, basically.
Okay.
But they're...
Potato wedges?
They're not fries. No, they're not wedges.
What's the difference?
They're kind of like almost a potato chip. But they're... More fry-like.
Potato skins are stuffed with like sour cream and cheese and bacon bits on top.
Get out of here.
Skins?
We're in the middle of a show.
Google potato skins.
I'm not going to Google potato skins. I'm trying not to be hungry. Get out.
I can't be hungry. I ate a double meat Subway sandwich before I came here.
I could eat that and be hungry immediately afterwards.
No way, man. It's got so much chicken on that bitch. I'm pretty sure it's 40 G's of protein.
Subway, huh?
Yeah, man.
Did you eat fresh?
I ate somewhat fresh.
Bring potato skins,
right?
Britt will know what they are. She's a normal person.
I just don't think that's what they're called.
That's what they're called. Menace I've and Chris described the exact same thing.
That,
so.
Yes, but there's another word for it.
Sure.
I thought it was wedges.
That's it, man. It's potato wedges. You got it.
Whatever.
As long as you tell Britt that they're skins. You also don't have to bring those. I don't care. Bring a cake. Just bring a whole cake. That's what I want.
I'll do that. I've done that before.
Bring a cake.
Cake, huh?
A nice cobbler.
It's cobbler.
I don't want cake. I want pie. A nice cobbler.
Thanks, Creed.
You're welcome, dude. All right, are we actually going to leave now?
Yeah, I'm
Should
down.
We leave? Are we done? All right, guys, thanks for hanging out, okay? We'll be back next Thursday, right? That's
yep.
the one before you move.
Yeah.
So we at least got one more.
Right.
Okay. So we'll be back next Thursday, and yep. Like normal. Ren, don't wow me.
Wow. Okay?
What? That's sarcasm, right?
Yes.
100% that's sarcasm.
Definitely.
Because it wasn't that good.
It was fine.
It was. We talked for 40 minutes.
I had a great
about
conversation
New
about
York stuff.
Building.
Hey, Kane.
I love the building talk.
Yeah.
We could talk about more stuff, man.
No, I don't want to.
All right.
I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
Okay.
That was the wrong play button.
That was the wrong play button.
Oh, that's also wrong. Sorry. That's not correct. I didn't like to hear that occasionally.
A little hidden gem.
Yeah, you know. Get some airplay. All right, we're going to get out of here, guys. Thanks for watching. If you care, SouthernColeway.com exists. If you don't care, we'll be back next Thursday. If you really don't care, you're not listening, so what's it matter? I'm not talking to you. So, yeah. You got any final words for our audience, Colby?
Keep it real, G-Dogs.
Keep it real, G-Dogs. It's from us to you, all right?
Yep.
Have a good one.
See ya.
Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll probably watch all the commercials again on
go
Thursday, right?
Go Chiefs.
Yeah, go Chiefs.
Whoa. Britt hopes they burn in a fire.
Why? Her Patriots didn't even make it to them.
No, she just hates Chiefs fans.
Well, so do I.
Yeah.
But she's a Patriots fan, so out of all the people who get to comment about other people's fans, she's the bottom of the list.
Good point.
Yeah, anyway, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you later. Have a great one, but guys, we love you. Okay? Enjoy your week. See you on Thursday. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Butts.